415, which is a request for a major preliminary plat submitted by Bohannon Houston Inc., Yolanda Padilla Moyer, and Kimberly Legan as agents for MDS Investments LLC, who request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots tracts 1 and 5, Artisty Subdivision, zoned PC, and located at Bobby Foster Road and Stryker Road Southeast, containing approximately 51.02 acres. Let's see, I see Ernest has a hand raised, or Robert as well.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make sure everybody was back. The previous DHO had put us on recess till 9:50, so I think some people were away from their desks.
Okay, let's give it till 9:50. Thanks for the heads up. I don't see any note of that in the chat. So
sorry about that, Robert. That's my fault.
No worries. Let's give folks a chance to jump back. Ooh, I see Ms. Moyer there. Is everyone back from your side?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. It looks like we have all the DFT members. So I'll go ahead and call agenda item 2. That is PR 2024-010653, Major Plat 2025-00015. It's a request for a preliminary major plat submitted by Bohannon Houston Inc., Yolanda Padilla Moyer, and Kimberly Legan as agents for MDS Investments LLC, who request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots tracts 1 and 5, Artisty Subdivision, Zone PC, and located at Bobby Foster Road and Stryker Road Southeast, which contains approximately 51.02 acres. Let's see, Ms. Moyer, would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon, Houston, address 7500 Jefferson Street, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead. Please present the project.
Yes, sir. So we are in front of the DHO today to request a preliminary plat for a 185-lot subdivision out at Mesa del Sol. We have two previous approvals for this project. We have a sidewalk deferral, as well as two variances for centerline radii and block length waiver, which all three have been previously approved. The sidewalk waiver through DFT and the two waivers through DHO last week, or last DHO, which was last week. Yeah.
Okay, great. Anything new for the DFT to consider before I call for public comment?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, let's see if there's any public comment, and then if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So again, for everybody in attendance, this is agenda item 2, request for major preliminary plat at Bobby Foster and Stryker Road Southeast. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 2. Last call for public comment on agenda item 2. Okay, Ms. Moyer, doesn't appear that there's any public comment, and so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
So there's an availability statement for the record number 241019 that provides conditions for service. All infrastructure must be either constructed or guaranteed prior to final plat signature, and must also adhere to the overall Mesa del Sol plan. Our availability statement elaborates that in there. Doesn't really call out line sizes, excuse me, or anything, so we'll have to just coordinate on the infrastructure list. Some updates are requested on the infrastructure list that we can work out details outside of this meeting. And then please provide a street section with utility layout for this. And I had a question on the roadways. Are they all rights of way? It wasn't clear. That was a question for Yolanda.
Sure, David. it's called it out as private alleys. The only thing that are private are the alleys, and that is indicated on the infrastructure list that way. But the major roadways are all public.
Okay, so everything within the water authority infrastructure is going to be in will be in public rights of way. Is that correct?
That is not correct. There are some utilities in the alley, so there will need to be easements over those particular alleys that have the water and the sewer.
Okay. That wasn't 100% clear to me. So I think we're okay. I just make that clear on the plat as well. So
Okay, we can do that.
I think for me that's all I have right now. If you have questions, let me know. Thank you.
Thank you. Real quick, David, are you going to provide those comments so that we can take a look at those, or did you want to try to set up a meeting?
I
What
did
was
send my comments out this morning, but I can send them to you right now if you want.
if you could, because I did not receive
Sure.
them, so that would be
Okay.
great.
I will do that
Thank
right
you,
now.
sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you both. And Mr. Gutierrez, is there any proposed condition for the notification of decision?
David with the Water Authority again. It's more stuff outside the meeting. I think it's more coordinating the infrastructure list and such. So I don't know if that would be a condition. I mean, it's known that the infrastructure list needs to be signed prior, so I don't think so. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, very good. Let's go next to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has approved grade and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of August 22nd, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. And next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Araujo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Araujo. And that takes us to the code enforcement comments. I will be delivering those today.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob. I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no comments and no objections on this.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to Parks and Recreation. We have someone delivering those comments today. Didn't
This is
see it.
Anthony Montoya, sir.
Hello, Anthony. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Anthony speaking on behalf of Parks and Rec. They have no objections to this request. They have one comment. Future site development will also require a street tree landscaping plan with site plan submittal that meets the requirements of the IDO 56D. And that is it. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Yolanda Moyer, if I may,
Go ahead, Ms. Moyer.
I don't believe a site plan is required for this parcel. The last comment was on the previous DHO about landscaping and Bobby Foster, and Bobby Foster's currently approved. There's a current construction plan approved. I guess I just need clarification on the site plan comment because I don't believe this is required to go to site plan.
Let's go to Robert Webb. If you'd please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Robert Webb. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
I believe that was just a FYI comment based on conversations with parks in case that needed a site plan, but I agree that this is going to be for a residential development. I don't believe we will see it as a site plan submittal. So it's just the standard landscaping requirements would be in place.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for that clarification. Let's see, that takes us to the planning department comments. We'll be delivering those.
That'll be me, sir.
Thank you. Since you've already been sworn in, go right ahead.
This is Robert Webb with planning. The previous comments had been addressed previously on this project. On September 10th, 2025, a bulk land plat was approved. On November 12th, 2025, we had the waivers approved, and everything else has been addressed. And just had some standard comments regarding this preliminary plat step and final plat step next that I'll put in the chat.
Okay, great. Any questions, Ms. Moyer?
No, sir, I'm good.
Okay. Anything else from any of the DFT? All right, not hearing any. I'll just give Mr. Webb some time to put in the chat. Oh, it looks like he just did.
Just
Great.
got them in there. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. So, having heard all the testimony today and reviewed the evidence in the record, this matter is ready for decision. Again, this is agenda item 2, PR 2024-010653, Major Plat 2025-00015. Bear with me just one second. And I hereby approve said item, project number, and application number. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations, with the following conditions. First, per IDO section 66L 2D, the final plat is required within 1 year of DHO approval of the preliminary plat. Secondly, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Next, include a waiver detail note on the plat. And lastly, the approved infrastructure list is to be followed by a recorded IIA. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 2.
Thank you, everyone.